Our story begins in Alexandra's apartment. Lucas and Alexandra are in the living room when the phone rings.
Go ahead, push your luck. Find out how much love the world can hold. Once upon a time I had control and reined my soul in time.
Hello? What? Where are you? Fine. I'll be there as soon as I can, okay? All right, bye.
Who was that?
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
No one.
It didn't sound like no one to me.
Don't you have to go to work?
No, I'm going to go downtown to meet someone at 11, so I'm working from home today.
Okay. Well, I have to go to school.
I thought you didn't have a first period class today, and we're going in later.
I just remembered something I have to do. I'll see you later, okay?
Okay, bye. Now, what was that all about?
At TM Productions, Charlie walks up to Hannah's desk where she is talking with Mac and Matt.
Jesus almighty, what the hell is going on in this city? It's a good thing I'm the boss and could be late. You know, I had to take a cab over here and it took 30 minutes. You know how valuable 30 minutes of Charlie Dean time is?
Well, once again, they blocked off half the east side because some foreign dignitaries at the UN. And now there's gridlock everywhere.
It took me a long time to get here, too.
Yeah, well, anyway, Cupcake, is our car waiting downstairs?
I just talked to the car service, and they're stuck in traffic downtown and can't get up here. Traffic's not moving anywhere.
You've got to be kidding. Our damn meeting starts at 10. Hey, why don't you go down and flag us a taxi or something?
I don't think a taxi is going to do us any good.
Why don't we take the subway? We can hop on the one train and be in downtown in no time. It's going to be crowded, but it'd be sitting in gridlock.
Matt may be right.
Subway? No. I am not taking a stinky old subway. Do you know how many germs are on that damn subway?
Charlie, we might not have any other choice if we're going to make it on time.
You're probably right. Fine. Let's just take the damn subway. Are you all set to go?
I'm ready.
Me too.
Yep.
Okay, then let's do this before I change my mind.
At Windsor Academy, Dara is talking to CJ by her locker when Stacy walks up.
Dara, have you seen Lucas?
Do I look like his keeper?
Yeah, he's always with you, isn't he?
I don't think he's here today, Stacy.
Is he sick?
I haven't seen Lucas today, and I only saw Clint for a few seconds earlier, and he didn't seem to be in a good mood.
What happened, Dara? Did the two of you have a fight?
No, but I'm about to have one with you if you don't get out of my face.
Gee, such a violent girl underneath the surface, huh?
Don't you have to go to your next class?
It's my study hall this period. It's also Mr. Endicott's planning period, so I think I'll ask him for some help with my homework.
Daisy, are you seriously coming on to Mr. Endicott? He's never going to fall for one of his students.
Why not? I'm almost 18, and he's not that much older than me.
Stacy, you're 16.
He's a teacher, Stacy.
You're just jealous. I can get a real man. Well, you have to juggle three boys. Have a nice day.
On her first day at her new job at Channel 6, a nervous Gretchen walks into Kyle's office.
Hi, are you Kyle? Well, I know you are, from the news, of course.
Who are you?
I'm Gretchen Stiles. Rick asked me to shadow you today.
Oh, yeah, it's your first day. I heard Mark pulled some strings to get you on here.
Well, we went to college together.
Look, I may come across as an everyman on the 6 o'clock news, but I'm kind of a loner. Why don't you just sit over there, and when I figure out what I'm going to do today, I'll let you know.
Oh, okay. Sure.
But since you're up, why don't you get me a cup of coffee? You wouldn't mind, would you?
No. I suppose not.
Two sugars. Thanks.
It's gonna be a long first day.
On the subway, Mac, Matt, Charlie, and Hannah are riding on the one train heading downtown. Man, I've never seen the subway so damn crowded.
I can't even breathe.
Well, you probably don't want to breathe in here anyway. I'm going up front to see if there's more room.
I'm going with you. It's too crowded. I can't take it back here.
Big Mac, you coming?
Go ahead. I'm staying here. There's no room to go anywhere.
Well, then I'll just make room.
The interview.
Excuse me. Coming through. Excuse me.
You aren't going with them?
No, I think I'll just stay here to annoy you.
Huh, funny.
So how's the baby?
Matt, it's too crowded and noisy in here to chit-chat. I can barely hear you anyway.
Hey, what happened to the light?
I don't know. I'm sure they'll be back on in a minute. Oh! Oh my God! Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Loger production.